USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A Border Patrol official estimated that more than 1 million illegal immigrants are expected to arrive at the U.S.-Mexico border in 2021 as the White House grapples with how to find facilities and process them. Victor Manares is a former U.S. Border Patrol chief in El Paso, Texas. He says this also means human smuggling is on the rise.
Single smuggling fees actually go higher on that. So a byproduct of this is, I believe, is further exploitation, not only of the system, but the family members. You know, when you think of hope and desperation, and if you're willing to separate from one of your kids, that's a heck of a choice to make.
At least 41 people are dead and dozens are injured after a train carrying 490 people derails in Taiwan. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Here's a fact. Too much of today's journalism is politically biased. So where should you turn to get accurate, leading-edge information that you can trust? The Epoch Times. The Epoch Times covers the news the way you need it, unfiltered and accurate. Cutting-edge topics like the danger of the Chinese Communist Party, the pandemic, Russia, the Middle East, the economy, and news you won't hear anywhere else. The Epoch Times is free from the influence of governments, corporations, or political parties. You get to form your own opinions. Here's a special introductory offer. You can get 1 month subscription to the Epoch Times weekly print newspaper, as well as unlimited access to their dynamic website for just $1. That's right, $1. Go right now to trustednewspaper.com. That's trustednewspaper.com to subscribe. Do it now. trustednewspaper.com.
The National Black Justice Coalition has called for the Masters Tournament to be moved out of Georgia and away from the historic Augusta National Golf Club following Republican Governor Brian Kemp's signing of the state's new voting reform law. Governor Kemp responds to the NJBC.
I can, you know, truthfully look in the camera and ask my African-American friends and other African-Americans in Georgia to simply find out what's in the bill versus just the blank statement of this is Jim Crow or, you know, this is voter suppression or this is racist, because it is not. It expands early voting in Georgia. It also further secures the ballot with the photo ID requirement.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. The jobs report for the month of March is due out in a few hours, and it could show the beginning of a hiring surge. Economists point to businesses continuing to reopen and more people being vaccinated against COVID. USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get 2 MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
The national average for a gallon of gasoline is $2.94. According to AAA, those prices may drop 5 to 10 cents over the next couple of weeks. One of the common themes we're hearing as to why gasoline prices have risen so much over the past 2 months is that demand is up and more people are out there driving. When in reality, Mark Moreno, founder of Climate Depot, tells USA Radio News this has a lot to do with President Biden's policy regarding energy.
When you're dealing with gas prices, it's kind of like the stock market. They get spooked easily, and they can fly up and down. And I think the gas prices, the mechanisms that set gas prices see the trend, and they see what's happening. American energy is going to be choked and squeezed, and therefore you're going to get rationing, and rationing leads to higher energy prices. So the ban on leasing, new prohibitions from Biden. In fact, the former Shell Oil president said, quote, creates a psychology in the industry that there's going to be less available. And that's why he says prices are going up. It really is. When you think of gas prices, think of like a stock market and how easily it's psychologically moved up and down each day.
United Airlines set to hire hundreds of pilots amid rising travel demand. The airline industry cut thousands of positions amid the pandemic, encouraging employees to take buyouts. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.